The hurdles of life often make you fall on the ground, and you don't have that much energy left in your muscles that you can get up again. Not the courage left in your heart that you want to get up again. The walls of disappointment will start capturing you. You'll find yourself in a cage where you're looking out to the free world, but you are not free. You are never free. You're breathing in the open air and you can't breathe, as if someone is choking you. The complex that you had been through in the past is driving you nuts. You already know that what's done is done, but still you are scared that it happened. This is called the anniversary effect. Something that you have been through in the past is still a part of your life which has been forgotten with the course of time, but still in a tiny little light of that darkness, it lives in you, that haunts you. There is no specified time given by any expert that how much time it takes to recover from something bad that has happened in your life before. But you have to understand that it gets worse before it starts getting better. And that is how it works. You will be haunted by the pieces of that shattered glass which are still lying on that floor, and you are afraid to get in that room because you are afraid that you might get hurt. Sometimes you need to carry a broom with you and clean the floor yourself. You need to understand that maybe you will step on one or two pieces of the broken glass and you might get hurt. But after that, it will never happen again. Your present is a gift for you, and past, no matter what it was, good or bad, it's gone. Long gone. It cannot hurt you. It can only haunt you. You need to clean that room where it stays. You have to make space for other things, better things. We all have a part of our story where we all want to move on, where we all are looking for a new angle. The question that we all ask is that, what can we do differently? Like many things in life, when we try to work on self-improvement, there are things that comes in our mind, like what changes we have to make and how we have to start making those changes. But there will be a thought that is going to knock the door of your ideas consistently, and that is how to handle the past. The truth is, you can't. All you can do is observe and understand what it wants to show you. And remember how not to break when it gets worse, and how to learn your lessons when it gets better. Just think of it as a bad flu. And that's how it works. Flu gets worse and worse before it gets better. It has to get worse because it is a healing process. It gets better, and no matter what happens, you have to understand that the world is going to work the way it is supposed to. Maybe you will understand a way to get rid of your past, but as soon as you will look back, it will be looking right at you. When the time will get worse and you will about to lose hope, always remember what made you come this far. What made you stay when the problems are making you leave? What was asking you to hold on when you were losing your grip? And I'm not saying that hard times will get better, but believe me, you will feel a new strength in yourself, the strength of hope. You will know that no matter what happens, you're going to get through with this. Just wait and have faith in yourself and that ultimate power above you, who has made you walk this far, who has always channelized the power into you so that you can make it work. Have faith, and always remember, it has to get worse before it gets better.